Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's almost July. In fact, for a good portion of the United States, it is July. If you still have a couple hours left in your June, you better milk them for all they're worth. Happy 4th of July week. It's a big one. Nearly 100 million Americans will be on the move this week between flying and driving and get the heck out of Dodge. But you got to pay attention to what's happening because July 4th has become really the hub for NBA free agency over the last, 15 years or so. I go back, like I said, to LeBron James' decision, which took over July 4th. Working in this business, we had 5 days of chatter about what would LeBron do, where would he go, and it really consumed July 4th. And since then, that's kind of been the theme, along with red, white, and blue, and American flags, and your barbecues and picnics. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We've got significant movement already in NBA free agency, only a few hours old. So you can find me on Twix at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Right now, to answer some of our burning questions, we're pleased to welcome NBA writer and insider Tamer Azarli from Clutch Points. Sorry about that, Tamer. So right now, we've got a lot that's happening. It seems like the West is once again driving the bus. What's the most significant move to this point?
That's a tough one. I think it's been a lot of kind of minor moves. I think, first of all, the Nuggets losing out on KCP to the Orlando Magic, I thought was a big kind of deal there. Jonas Valanciunas lost out from the Pelicans, went out to the Wizards. I think a really important big one might really be Chris Paul to the San Antonio Spurs. I thought the Spurs really needed a veteran presence and a point guard leader around Victor Wembanyama, and they got possibly the greatest of all time to do that. So that was a really good addition for them. And then the Clippers kind of made a sneaky addition, adding Derrick Jones Jr. on a fairly cheap deal, 3 years, $30 million. Securing a guy who was just in the NBA Finals was really good for the Mavericks in their Finals run. So a lot of little minor moves, nothing really major, but they could be really sneaky and effective over time.
Let's talk about Chris Paul and the Spurs. We actually were just going back and reminiscing about how San Antonio has really been in basketball purgatory since trading away Kawhi Leonard. Yes, they brought in Wemby, but for the most part, it's been some really bleak years. How does this change them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, if you watch a lot of the Spurs, and, I think everyone who was a big, excited for Wemby watched a lot of the Spurs last year, they really struggle with point guard play. I think, something as simple as an entry pass or getting guys in the right positions, getting guys set up in plays, that's something that, Chris Paul, as one of the best floor generals and really kind of coach from the point guard position really does for you. I think when you're a head coach, a guy like Chris Paul really allows you to be comfortable, and then you know that your team is going to be executing properly, and not, you don't really have to worry about execution and stuff like that. Guys will be in the right position, and I think especially for Wemby, getting him the ball in better scoring positions, and getting guys in positions where they can capitalize off of, you know, Wemby getting doubled or stuff like that. I think all those little minor things are so important. And Chris Paul is just an absolute genius of a basketball player. I mean, again, the athleticism may not be there or what it was a couple of years ago, but the mind that he has is just brilliant. So that's going to work wonders. He's joining Greg Popovich, another basketball genius. So I cannot wait to see what they look like together.
Definitely agree with you about his craftiness and how clever he is, and the fact that his court vision gives him an edge on other younger players who just don't have the same experience. And he is third all-time in the NBA in assists, getting close to 12,000 of them. What did I see earlier? That he would be the 11th player to spend 20 seasons in the NBA, which is pretty incredible as well. All right, so they lose Chris Paul, or they choose to move on from Chris Paul in the Warriors' backcourt. What about Klay Thompson? Why did those negotiations never really find any steam?
Yeah, I think that one's a bit more complicated. I think the Warriors are in a tough salary cap position with the new collective bargaining agreement that was agreed upon last year. It's just super restrictive and punitive. So I think, like, you know, you can no longer spend as much money as you want and build the contender you want and be okay with it. There's harsher penalties in both financial aspect and the loss of draft picks. And so I think, you know, this CBA was meant to stop teams like the Clippers and the Warriors, teams who have been spending way over the cap to try and build rosters and just kind of saying, screw it, we can pay the luxury tax penalties, it's not a big deal. Now they are a big deal. You lose draft picks, you can't really aggregate salary and combine players in trades anymore. So it's really, really harsh. And I think, you know, the Warriors kind of saw that. And from Klay Thompson's side, I think, you know, as a Warriors lifer, I think he felt like the Warriors should be committed to him for life, just like they were committed to Steph, giving him that 50-some million dollar a year offer. And, you know, Draymond recently got a $40 million a year offer. So I think he felt like, hey, if those two got it, I'm one of the big three with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I should get something similar. And I believe he got an offer. I don't have the exact number, but I believe it was somewhere around $20 million or so a year, maybe a little bit less than that. So, you know, clearly he felt like he was wrong. He was a little disrespected there. And he felt like, you know, it might be best for him to move on, even if it's not for as much as what he was getting in Golden State. I think he felt like, okay, if you're not going to respect me, you know, the way I've kind of given everything to you guys, then maybe it's just time to move on. So, you know, I think there's been reports that they've kind of said their goodbyes already, and it's kind of looking like the two sides are going to go their separate ways. It really is unfortunate that it had to be this way. You know, I think winning four championships in 8 years is just some legendary stuff, and I think you kind of got to go down with the ship, if you ask me. But, you know, I think, again, this CBA is really, really tough. And I think with Draymond and Steph here, you really want to try and capitalize on maybe one or two more championship windows here. So I get it. It's tough. It's a basketball business, but it's not pretty right now.
Right. Not just the four titles that they won, but also two other NBA Finals appearances, the All-Star Games, the Splash Brothers, the attention that they conjured up for the league. Tamer Azarli is with us from Clutch Points in Los Angeles, helping us break down the early stages of free agency. What is the market for Klay out there?
Yeah, so I think it kind of depends on what you're looking at. I think the Lakers and the Mavericks are trying to maybe create a little bit more wiggle room for themselves. I think, in what I've heard, I think it looks like they're trying to negotiate signing trades for Klay. It's not going to be just an outright free agency signing, so. You know, teams like the Lakers and the Mavs are trying to create a little bit more space here. A team like the Clippers, who have been linked to him, I think Derek Jones Jr. kind of complicates things as far as a landing spot, but I think there are paths to some kind of sign and trade there with guys going back out. I will say the Clippers and Warriors just couldn't find a deal on a Paul George trade, so I don't know why the Warriors would kind of find a way to get Klay to the Clippers. That really doesn't make sense to me too much, but I think every option is on the table. I feel like the Warriors, you know, if they can get something back for Klay, and if it's a destination that he wants to go to, they'll try to do right by him. But right now it's looking like the Mavericks and the Lakers are kind of the two main names. I would say even the Mavericks, because I think they just created a pretty large trade exception with Tim Hardaway Jr., the trade sending him to Detroit for about $16 million. So they do have a little bit of space there, a bit more than the Lakers. But I think those two are really the teams eyeing Klay.
There's so many things that I could ask you. When it comes to the Lakers, what's your reaction to them maybe keeping a roster spot for Bronny James, even as they want to compete, or they say they want to try to compete in what could be LeBron's final season?
Oh, I mean, they have a chance to make history in the NBA, playing together, father, son. I mean, in one of the biggest markets and teams in history, like, I mean, you have a chance to make history. I think you got to go for it. Like, I think, you know, LeBron's willing to take a pay cut and you know, maybe in exchange for getting Bronny on the team. I think you kind of try to work hand in hand here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lakers and LeBron have had a great relationship, so nothing really surprises me there. I think everyone felt all along that he would fall to the Lakers, and not really surprising that he did. And again, I think if you have a chance to make NBA history like they do right there, I think you go for it. That's never been done. It's probably never ever going to be done. And I look forward to seeing, you know, Bronny throw an alley-oop to LeBron or vice versa. I really do.
All right. What else do they need then to compete?
Yeah, so D'Angelo Russell just opted into his $18 million play option for next year. And I think he is expected to return, but I think, again, the Lakers will also continue to explore everything as far as how do they get the team better. Do they feel like they need a shooter and maybe a defender in Clay, who's, you know, maybe lost a bit of a step here, a step or two, but I think there is an opportunity for him to go somewhere like that. So I think they have a couple of tradable pieces. You know, I think, you know, Jared Vanderbilt is a guy who struggled with injury last year, could be kind of a valuable trade chip for them. D'Angelo Russell, if they see fit and they find a better kind of fit alongside LeBron and AD, they could try to trade him as well. You know, Gabe Vincent, I think, is a point guard for them. Again, these are guys who, just like Vanderbilt, didn't really get a chance to play too much because of injury, but they are on tradable type of contracts, and they can kind of make it easy to put together a nice offer for someone like a Clay or someone else out there on the market maybe later in the season. So, you know, I think LeBron, there was a report that LeBron wanted to have his deal signed by the time Team USA camp starts. That's on July 6th. So
okay.
If the Lakers can't really find, you know, someone to add to the roster with LeBron's pay cut, I think LeBron might just take the max and say, hey, we tried. I'll sign the max. We'll figure out what we can do down the line.
I guess it's generous of LeBron, but considering that the franchise did sign his son or did draft his son, there should be a feel-good story there, at least. It feels like no matter what, whether it's pay cut or whether it's max deal, he's not going anywhere else because the whole idea is to play with Bronny. Tamara Azarli with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence. What about Paul George? We're hearing the Sixers. How much does that make sense to you?
Ah, the question I've been waiting for. look, I mean, I think, you know, I've been following this story closely. I cover the Clippers day to day. So, I mean, I think the Sixers make sense at this point. They're really the team with the most cap space to sign a guy like Paul George. I believe that they met with him tonight here in Los Angeles. I think there was a Nick Nurse spotting here not too long ago.
Ooh.
So they met out here in Los Angeles. And just before that, you know, there was a statement the LA Clippers put out saying, you know, we met with Paul George and the representative. We tried to negotiate a deal again. And both sides were just far apart, unfortunately. And, you know, obviously they have great respect for PG and what he's done for them. Paul has been desiring a 4-year deal towards the max. The max you can get from the LA Clippers is a 4-year deal worth $220 million. The Clippers have been trying to sign him to a 3-year deal, and I've heard it's similar to what Kawhi signed, which is about a 3-year, $149 million deal that he signed in January. So pretty far apart. They're apart on the years. They're apart on the total dollar amount. So overall, it seems like too big of a gap to bridge, and that George is seemingly going to head to Philadelphia. There are some other teams with some max cap space, I will say. You know, they probably don't make sense for Paul, like the Detroit Pistons, like the Utah Jazz. The Oklahoma City are kind of a dark horse here as well, but all eyes really seem to be on Philadelphia.
Seems like Philadelphia is active right away in the first few hours of free agency. What else are they working on? What are they trying to do, Tamara?
Yeah, so I think they're really just trying to, you know, with Tobias Harris off their books, and I think they're trying to build a kind of a newer type of team around Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I think we saw Tyrese have a fantastic year, you know, all-star, just a complete stud, especially in the playoffs for the Sixers. And I think more than anything, they're just trying to get Tyrese and Joel a third scorer or a secondary scorer to them. And more of a defender. I think Tobias Harris did that for them in spurts, but I think that, I think at times he really struggled to deliver. And I think Paul George is a guy who can deliver on that same stage, but, you know, I think he's also struggled with inconsistencies, especially in big moments in the playoffs. So I think they're really just going to rely on each other's star power and just having each other's backs. And, you know, I think they also got agreed to a deal with Kelly Oubre. They're bringing him back on a two-year, $16 million deal. They brought back Andre Drummond on a two-year, $10 million deal. So they made a couple moves here to build the roster out. And they also got Eric Gordon from the Phoenix Suns on a one-year minimum. So they have some you know, additional pieces here, some shooting, some scoring, some defense. So, you know, the addition of Paul George would just kind of really round out that starting five they have out there. I think Nico Batum was someone who was really valuable for them last year, but there was a report that he's not expected to return to Philadelphia. So a lot of things for Philly to figure out. I think they're on the right path towards building a contender with Joel and with Tyrese. And yeah, I think nailing down Paul George and getting him to agree to a deal is the next most important step for them.
Tyrese becoming a star in his own right alongside Joel Embiid. We've talked a lot about the West and some of the moving parts. Oh, by the way, we were totaling up earlier the number of teams in the West that Chris Paul will have played for. He's nearly at half of the Western Conference now, which would be seven once he signs with San Antonio, right? But who else in the East do you expect to be active?
I mean, I think the New York Knicks did a big part of their job in acquiring Mikal Bridges last week just before free agency started. I think the Orlando Magic obviously landed KCP, and I think they have a couple other minor moves they can make here. I know they have Joe Ingles and they have Mo Wagner, who they can also re-sign, and I think they plan to. So those are kind of moves there that, you know, again, New York did their big game hunting last week. Who else do we have here? Yeah, I think, you know, Orlando's a big one because they have the cap space. And I don't expect some of the teams like Detroit or Charlotte to really make too much noise, even though those teams have the cap space. You know, the Boston Celtics are going to re-sign their kind of free agents here. I think they are able to sign Derek White to an extension, I believe. There's some reports that he could make, you know, upwards of $31, $32 million a year. He deserves that, if you ask me. I think he's a fantastic player. And I think Boston, again, is a team that, with the new CBA, you have to capitalize on the now, because this is Boston's window here. You know, in 3 years, they're going to have to break this team up. So you have to capitalize on this as quickly as you can and as much as you can.
Wow.
So,
and that's because Boston's of money? Just to clarify, that's money?
Yeah. Financially, okay. I mean, financially speaking, once they extend Derek White, they're going to be in, you know, over the second apron, and that's when the penalties will start hitting after a couple of years. So this is their window now. When they sign Derek White, and when the new Tatum extension is going to kick in. So those things are really important, and this is their window now. So I think they're obviously going to do some minor moves to improve their roster, but they have a championship caliber roster there. So really, I think just those teams. I think Milwaukee maybe can make some minor moves here to add some more pieces around Dame, around Giannis, and Chris Middleton. I don't really know what they plan to do. I think it sounds like they've been okay with some of the, you know, the core that they have with Brook, but I know Malik Beasley is a shooting guard that they've lost, or they're going to lose here in free agency. So they do have some pieces to clean up and kind of add to the core that they have. So I'm not really sure what they do yet. It's not really a big free agent market. Mm-hmm. There were some really good mid-level guys. The Klay Thompson, the DeMar DeRozan, and the Derrick Jones, I think, were big ones. Miles Bridges from the Hornets is also a candidate for the mid-level. Could get more than that, could not, I don't know. But there's some pieces out there. It's just might take some time to develop. I think a lot of people are really waiting on Paul George to develop, first of all.
Interesting. Okay, so what else are we missing?
Say that again?
What else are we missing?
Oh, I mean, I think the big one really is DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan has, I think there were reports that he was expected to agree to an extension and stay with the Bulls during the season. He said he's been happy here and the Bulls were happy with him. That never developed. That extension never developed. And in fact, I think those talks went cold at some point, to the point where now he's expected to leave Chicago. There's always a chance he'll come back. I think that's definitely a possibility. You can't rule that out. You know, I think I've heard teams like the Clippers are connected to him. I've heard teams like the Lakers, obviously those LA teams could always be a good fit for someone like him. It just remains to be seen what he wants to make, what he can earn. Like, I've heard he's had significant offers from the Bulls, but he hasn't really taken those. So, I think he can be a good contributor. I think he's in his mid thirties, but again, a guy who, can give you 23 points a game easy. He'll give you a big couple fourth quarters and some game winners throughout the year. So he's a big piece, I think, to this as well. But I really think everyone's waiting on Paul. Like, once Paul decides what he's going to do, then probably Clay and the Mavs will move forward with what they want to do, and so on and so forth. But it's kind of like a little domino. We're just waiting on the first domino here to fall with Paul George.
Any sleep this week for you?
Probably not. I mean, we had the NBA draft, then we had a couple option days, and you know, I think the option days with especially on my front with Russell Westbrook and Paul George, that was a big deal for us the other day. Mm-hmm. They obviously free agency started, so no, probably not too much sleep to be honest with you. No, not really. But this is the best time of the year. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is the best time of the year.
This is
when the NBA gets real fun.
So yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of people who actually think this is more interesting and enticing than the playoffs, which last forever. Or ever.
I wouldn't say that. I actually enjoy the basketball side of things, but I will say this is a nice little change of pace from the entertainment standpoint. It's, this guy could change teams. Yeah. I think that's fun. That's fun for sure.
Definitely a lot of headlines, and you want to follow the news as it's breaking by finding Tamer Azarli on Twix. We call it Twix around here. He covers
Twix, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, he covers the NBA. We also really like candy around here. He covers the NBA as well as the Clippers specifically for Clutch Points, and on Twix at TOMERAZARLY. Thank you for joining us when it's after midnight, Los Angeles time. I know there's a lot going on, and we appreciate you sorting it out with us.
No better time to do a radio than 12 midnight.
Perfect.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. See, I agree with that. No better time to do a radio hit than right now. And even now, early minutes of the month of July in Pacific time, which includes Los Angeles. So there's a ton that's happening, kind of percolating. For those of you who are big coffee fans, you know the coffee has to percolate first before it's ready. Or if you're a fan of tea and you boil the water, it's got to spend some time there on the stove before the whistle blows. Is that still a thing? Do people still have teapots that whistle?
Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
He's a liar. I just think he's a liar. Even if to try it, there's no way he's never had a cup of coffee in his life. What intrigues you, peeps? It would be great to hear from you. So again, online, our Facebook page is named after the show. That's easy to find. And then also at Amy After Hours on Twix, because we do love Twix. Thanks for hanging out with us the start of this holiday week. For some of you, it's not all that different to begin the week. So if that's you, July and a Monday and summer full speed ahead here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to...
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh. Then comes all the financing, research, am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope, I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
The After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
First time caller.
Awesome.
Long time listener.
Great.
Taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling for the first time ever.
Well, you're so Amy. Thank you. Thanks for putting on such a great show, giving me something to listen to on my way home from work.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to tell you, you do a fantastic job. I want to let you know that there's a lot of police that listen to your show. I laugh when I hear how people chime in and hate on you a little bit. I'm like, I use your show as an encyclopedia because the next day, I'll just go and talk about what you talk about. People think I'm like, I'm the man around here with my sports knowledge. So I love it. I can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good grip.
So just dance, dance, dance. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Ain't nobody leaving, so keep dancing.
I don't know this personally, but producer Jay tells me that Justin Timberlake decided he would make a DUI joke on stage. Where was he performing this weekend?
This was in the TD Garden in Boston.
He was in Boston on the heels, of course, of the Celtics finally vacating in preparation for a soon-to-be 18th banner hung in the rafters. But for now, they're done playing. And Justin Timberlake was performing and made a joke about people driving home after the show. Ruh-roh.
Is there anyone here tonight that is driving at Nomsky? Is there anyone here tonight?
No. No. That's inappropriate.
Not good.
He is fairly inappropriate, but that is not funny at all. I wonder if the prosecution or if the law enforcement, if they hear that, if they decide, you know what, maybe we'll just make an example of Justin Timberlake. Wow. This is our little PSA to tell you, please don't drink and drive. It's not worth it. It can change your life and someone else's in an instant. And there are examples in the NFL recently, actually. So please, please, please be safe and make smart decisions. And if you don't think you can make smart decisions, have someone else make smart decisions for you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Just saw this retweeted by our recent guest, Tomer Azarli. He retweeted it from Brett Siegel, who covers the NBA. And so they work together for Clutch Points. And what Brett is indicating is that Paul George had his meeting with the 76ers in California on Sunday night, and that he is likely going to sign. Now, this is reports, sources, yada, 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 but likely going to sign a four-year, $212 million contract to jump from L.A. to Philadelphia. And what we just talked about with Tomer Azarli, is that we're talking Embiid, Maxey, Paul George. That's your new big three. So overplayed. I'm done with the big threes. Spare me on the big threes. Can we have a big four, please?
That's thanks to LeBron from that night.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there were big threes before that in the NBA, but it had been a while, for sure.
I guess the Celtics, you would say, were a big three.
And now, well, the Lakers had a big three, too. And now you've got to the point where it's every team has their own big three.
Like, you need a big three now to be in the conversation, essentially.
Right, where everyone plays with his BFF. 855-212-4227 if you have any reactions. Also on Twix at A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page. We have a major show announcement, this show, coming up at the top of the hour, so you don't want to miss that in 30 minutes. Still ahead this hour, Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Mitchell and the Indiana Fever get their first win over a team with a winning record. That's huge. And also, if you're paying attention, you know they turned their ship around in the month of June. A winning record in the month of June. So good stuff happening for fans who have fever. There's something to be excited about. My mom sent me a text in the first half of the game between the Fever and the Phoenix Mercury. And she was watching it on her WNBA app or something. I have no idea. Anyway, probably wearing her jersey. I'll get to see it in person this week, finally. And she sent me a text saying they're not playing very well right now. They're down by double figures. But, Jay, she stuck with them and got to see the comeback at the end of the game. She did not change the channel. Or if she did, she went back because of her fever. Fever.
She's a fever fan.
She is a huge Fever fan. But I'm telling you, the first time that she's going through all these different matchups. Now, there's only, 12 teams in the WNBA, about to be 13. The first time she goes through all these matchups with the Fever facing various teams around the league is the first time she's seen any of these teams play. So she's all new to the WNBA. But she's giving me updates whenever the Fever play. Now, I can't vouch for her in that she's watching other games. I don't think that's the case. I think she's just watching Fever games. But in doing that, she's also getting a crash course in the rest of the WNBA.
Yeah, she's getting, you know, a scouting the competition when they play the Fever.
That's right. She knows what to look out for. Now she's got Mike, her husband, looking up rosters.
Is he into it as well?
Well, he's into it because she's into it. It's that type of thing, right? So they go back and forth on some of their different things that they're excited about. Going back, say, 20 years, Mike was in a huge NASCAR phase. And so, and Mom and I and my brother, we'd gone to NASCAR races from the time that I was a kid, but Mike got the bug, and so they were all in on NASCAR races for a good stretch there. Anyway, first few hours of NBA free agency. The West is wild. The Sixers are active. I think they're going for broke here. We will keep you updated because there could be more news that breaks overnight. And some of the reaction to Chris Paul landing with San Antonio. The imminent departure of Klay Thompson from Golden State. Oh, and then also this idea that the Sixers are wanting to capitalize on their window, even if it means they have to pay for it down the road. They're ready, right? They're ready to challenge the Celtics. They're ready to push forward and don't want to waste any more time with Joel Embiid. So lots of stuff happening, and we're just a few hours in. 855-212-4227. Happy July. Happy July 4th week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Holy smokes. I don't know. I mean, I'm 19 games in. I think just continue to learn and continue to have fun playing this.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Game, and obviously we're a really young group, so continue to build day to day. The Storm is like the type of team that the level that we want to be at. So like we go up against these teams and I think take it game by game and, you know, to help this organization get back to the playoffs is our main goal this year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The news is just breaking right now, which makes Peter Schwartz and his sports updates sort of irrelevant, but according to multiple sources, it's not just Adrian Wojnarowski, though he is on it. It is other sources, other outlets. Free agent forward Paul George has agreed on a four-year, $212 million max deal with the Sixers. He committed in a meeting with Sixers brass and returns east to join Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey in pursuit of the elusive NBA title. I added the elusive. I also added the brass. It was much more boring. Sixers officials, blah, blah, blah. What do you think of that? What is your reaction to Paul George alongside Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey in Philadelphia? Because that is the bombshell. And maybe that's the big piece. As Tamir Azarli indicated, that may be the break off of the ice, right? So the iceberg, in order to start moving, in order to drop a lot of pieces into an ocean, if you've ever seen an iceberg or if you've ever seen a glacier, sometimes it takes one big piece to get everything moving. Same thing with an avalanche. Sometimes it's about one big piece that starts the whole thing just rocketing downhill. So is this the piece? Paul George agrees to terms on a four-year, $212 million max deal with the Sixers, according to a bunch of sources out there right now on the interwebs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and people tell me working this time of the day or night is boring, nothing happens, it's only truck drivers listening, who I really appreciate. They are millions of truck drivers on the roads at night. So if you've ever driven at night, which I do a lot, they alone could make up an army of After Hours listeners. So hello to you drivers, and thank you for staying safe. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. On Twix at Amy After Hours. And then also on our Facebook page, we've got some big show news coming up at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss it. Also, a couple of highlights from the Major League Baseball diamond and a big rally for Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, and the Indiana Fever on Sunday, once again on national TV. But first, our friend Chicago Johnny is hanging out and listening in Vegas. Hello, happy almost 4th of July.
Good morning, Amy. And let me tell you, you won't have to worry. I will always be listening to you. So you'll never leave me.
What do you do what do you do when I'm not here? Do you still listen?
Honestly, no.
Oh, okay. So you're an Amy Lawrence disciple then.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
I've got to be honest with you.
Thank you.
I will tell you this. One of my highlights in 2024 was meeting you, your husband, and Jay. That was one of my many highlights.
Well, we appreciate that. It was a highlight for us, too. The Mob Museum and the special tour and just the chance to connect with you. Agreed.
But I do want to add something. I do have another contact that I can add for you and any of your friends that you want me to entertain. I can now give them a personal guided tour of inside the sphere.
What?
Inside that ball.
Now, see, that makes me want to go back.
Now, I can definitely get, I got the contacts for that.
Wow. How'd you swing that? You're so connected through the Mob.
I got friends.
I know that you do have friends, for sure. So
anybody that... that you recommend to come on down.
Wow.
I will entertain them. And you, Jay, and your husband, Bob, you got a personal invitation.
Oh, my goodness. That's really cool. So I know the NHL draft was there on Friday, and I was seeing some of the graphics, the computer graphics and craziness from inside the sphere. It looked pretty dazzling for those incoming, sometimes teenagers who get drafted first, right? Looked awesome.
Amy, they said people that go on the inside, they actually get sick.
They get really?
Sick of seeing the view inside the ball.
Huh.
It's just they get dizzy. They get really dizzy. It's unbelievable. Something like you've never seen. It's wild.
Well, even the outside was really impressive, so I agree with you there. But like,
it is.
Yeah, some of the craziness. I can imagine people might get a little bit dizzy with vertigo or something if they're looking up or looking all around them as it's happening.
They do.
Yeah. Wowzers.
It's unbelievable. But so I'm going to be on the 4th of July. I'll be out on the strip with the other 200,000 people. Watching the fireworks.
Okay.
I think there's like about four or five hotels that blow off the fireworks on the top. And it's pretty exciting. It really is a good show.
Oh, sounds neat. Well, I hope that you have fun. Stay cool, because I'm sure it gets really hot there.
Well, it was 110 today.
Oh, it sounds terrific.
They're saying by Thursday, we're going to hit 115.
Wow, sir.
So we jump in the pool. Big deal.
All right, big deal. Big deal.
We live in the desert. What do you expect?
I expect that.
It's going to be hot.
I do expect that, to be sure.
But I love it. I love it.
Awesome. So, I'm so glad.
Just want to let you know, I'll always be listening, and you guys have a great holiday and have a safe one.
Ah, thank you so much. Good to talk to you, Chicago Johnny.
Take care.
Let's talk to Peter, who's in Philadelphia. Peter, what's your reaction to Paul George landing with the Sixers?
Great news to wake up to before I get my morning workout in.
Nice.
I love this move by the Sixers, because they're so desperately needed a guy like him who can play off Embiid, and a guy like Maxey, to me, is an ascending superstar in this league. And I love what he decided to come here, because let's face it, Kawhi at this point is done. He's unreliable. It wasn't working there 5 years, and you just weren't going to get over the hump. To me, Embiid, obviously injury prone at times, but when he knows court, we know how great he is. And with Maxey now, and you got a legit guy like him in Oubre, who I think is busting out as well, I really do think they're good enough to come out of the East. Obviously, you need to stay healthy, which is always a major factor, but barring injury, I think they can beat Boston. I think they're Knicks, whoever, Milwaukee. So I love that PG decided to come out here and contend for a title, because it wasn't going to work with the Clippers. So this is going to be big time. And the Sixers desperately need it, because not being able to get out of the second round year after year, they're coming up short. And now I think he's a much better fit. Harden wasn't that guy. And we've seen that PG can take over games. And I think now you got a couple other guys here with Maxey, obviously, and even a guy like Oubre, who's shown he can do that as well. I really love this move for the Sixers, and I really do think, obviously, barring injuries, they're set up really to compete with anybody, because I think they can beat Boston, like I mentioned, Milwaukee, Knicks, whoever else. So this is great for the Sixers, and we probably pumped they landed somebody, because it's been slim pickings for them as of late. And this is going to be fun to watch. And I love the way that he came out here to Philly, because a lot of the experts all assumed that he was going to either go back to the Clippers or stay on the West Coast. And this is big time for PG, and I love this move for the Sixers. So
good. They
really are a championship core here now, and they desperately need it, because, you know, they've come up short so many times, and now I really like what they got in place. And we know Embiid how motivated he is to win that title.
Right. Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, you're bringing in a veteran in Paul George, not a newbie, so he knows how the league operates. Obviously, as a guy that was in the Eastern Conference, so a lot has turned over since he was there, but was in the East. Certainly, when he's healthy, he's a great two-way player, not just on the offensive end. And so you get some defense in there as well. A respected second scoring option. Tyrese Maxey is blossoming into his own kind of superstardom. I think that he's still, the sky's the limit for him. And I do believe that health will be the key. I mean, how often have we seen the injuries that have maybe derailed Joel Embiid? And not even referring to last year as much, though.
Yep, that's the biggest factor.
That one certainly did. But same thing with Paul George. Paul's also missed significant time because of injuries.
Yeah, that's the one downside. They're injury prone, but a guy like Maxey, who's an Iron Man, rarely gets hurt. But yeah, that's you could say that's for just about any other team. And luckily for Boston, you know, as teams are starting to learn now, you need to build up your depth, because when they lose a guy like Porzingis, you can have guys like Horford or a deep bench of quality guys instead of just relying on one or two guys. So I do think this gives them some attitude, but you did mention it. That is going to be the biggest factor to derail them. Obviously, PG was healthy, but you always got to worry about Embiid, because his body type and size, those typically big men like him don't obviously stay healthy. So I'm hoping he's going to his training staff and working out all season to really build up his core, and so he can avoid those injuries. And so knock on wood, and we never know with the Sixers, because they haven't had good fortune. Everything goes according to plan, because I do think if they can, they're as good as any team in the East, or to me in the West, to win it all. And I don't think Boston is a shoe-in to repeat, because I don't think that's going to happen as much. You need everything to go right for you. And
last
6 years, it's been six different teams. So it's going to be fun to watch. And hopefully it should fit in well. And I can't wait to see PG take the in his Sixers uniforms at Wells Fargo Center.
Awesome. Well, I'm impressed that you're up early the first day of July to work out at this hour.
Yep.
Good for you. I'm glad you get good news to keep you company. Thank you so much for your phone call and your reaction. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Peter in Philadelphia. He's fired up and ready to go. The man wakes up before 4 a.m. on the East Coast to work out in the summertime of a holiday week. I couldn't be more impressed. Jay, why don't you work out at this hour? Well, besides the fact that you're working.
I'm not built that way.
I might if I tried to work out at this hour. The only thing I do early when it comes to exercise is running the half marathons, only because that's when they make us do it. But otherwise, if I try too early in the morning, I might fall off a machine, trip and do a face plant, or drop a weight on my foot. Those are all things that are prone to happen if I attempt to work out too early in the morning. Pre-coffee, forget about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.